We have a moral imperative to question.
People are living under the illusion.
There's no way to get through it without the truth. I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
So we have a nation filled with people that have no idea that they're running around practicing witchcraft, that they're involved in it, that they're entertained by it, that they have objects in their house that are used for witchcraft, that have witchcraft symbolism. Everybody's house filled with it. Little toy dolls of girls that look like witches.
Man, it's pagan idolatry. Look around you.
This is what they do. This is what they put in movies and in music and in lyrics and these types of things.
We are in a war.
And Satan wants your home to destroy it right from the inside. One of the greatest weapons he ever used was television to do that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 25, if you'll turn over there, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Now, the Bible is very clear that Satan has a kingdom. We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again some other time. But we've talked about the fact that Satan has a kingdom. Jesus is recognizing that kingdom right here. He's saying that his kingdom wouldn't stand if he fought against himself. It makes no sense. Now, another verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We live in a day where we're rapidly approaching a total apostasy in churches today. But Disney, I believe entertainment is a main culprit of that in the God's people and in their lives. Disney, the Magic Kingdom or God's Kingdom? You think about that, the name. Just look at the name itself, first of all. The first thing, that Disney is very deceptive. It's very deceptive. The whole company has been built on deception, really. And under the guise of entertainment or joking or laughing or something like that, Disney has been able to pull off amazing things for the devil. I mean, just absolutely amazing things. You say, oh, I don't believe so. No, you really should think about it, because I don't know anybody else that, unless they made a cartoon or made anything, could ever have pulled off the amount of witchcraft that is pulled off with Disney under the guise of entertainment. And under the guise of like animals or something else, they were able to put it in cartoon form and able literally to pull off witchcraft and to put it in everybody's home. There isn't anybody here that would probably say that they've never had a Disney movie in their home, right? I mean, most of us have had those cartoons or something like that. We've had those in our houses. So we've watched them. I've watched hundreds of them, in my life. So, I mean, but it's amazing. But the Bible says, but no marvel that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The devil is not, Satan was not going to come to Eve in the garden and say openly, hey, we should rebel against God. Well, that's not the way he works. He's very subtle. The Bible says that. It says that word subtle means sly in design, artful, cunning, insinuating. That's the way he works. He's very crafty and seductive, and so is Disney in all that they do. You say, how could Bambi be bad, or how could any of the other little kids' stories be bad? Well, by a cunning way that they devise fables and stories and mix in the gods, the false gods, and they pervert many of those stories by the way they do it. Consider first the name, the Magic Kingdom. Now, let me ask you a question. Does any Christian have any business supporting Disney when the first thing that they tell you is that the Disney Kingdom, they say the Magic Kingdom? Now I want you to think about that. Magic is anti-God. God does not use magic. God never did use magic or illusions or anything else. He never used it. But you think about it. Is magic evil? Amen. Is it evil? Do you believe there's a good magic and a bad magic? No, but Disney tried to teach you that. Actually, Disney did teach you that there was a good magic and a bad magic.
They sure did teach you that. Pastor Cooley here, OPBC Live. Hope you're doing well. We got 32 of you on here now. I thought this might get your attention here this afternoon here. I'm battling a cold and fighting a few things. Disney is back in the news as usual, and I'm going to show you some new things. But I've been banging this drum for a long time about Disney and warning people about it, probably since 2013. This was a reproduction of an original video that was done by me back in 2000. But I preached this, I should say, back in 2013. And we'll be reviewing this video today and going through it. And I would encourage you to watch the entire video. We'll watch quite a bit of it today here during this broadcast, and look into it there. But let me go to my sermon audio page here, because it's easier until Luke gets time or somebody here gets time to do this. I've got a bunch of things on Disney. But Disney abortion support here, Disney preschool cartoon lesbian junk, Disney sodomite psyop, Beauty and the Beast remade, Disney's distorted families, Disney religion is Freemasonry, Disney markets your children, and Disney the Magic Kingdom. I first preached on this back in 2013. Disney the Magic Kingdom, 7 years ago, Disney the Magic Kingdom or the Kingdom of God. And, you know, now as Disney gets to dig deeper into things and continues to promote their perversion as they always have. Some Johnny come latelys are going to come along and talk about it possibly, which is fine. I hope they do. Or have their million man march or million mom march against Disney. But if we look back at Disney's history, what we find is that it's always been perverted. It's always been wrong. Paul Tenney says, for anyone who's sick, then it's time to fast from your electronics. They're making us sick. Paul, I hate to break it to you, but people been getting colds for thousands of years since the fall of man. If you think my computer's causing me to have a cold, I might question your sanity just a tad bit, okay? I'm not saying electronics can't make you sick. I've heard all kinds of stories about all kinds of things, and I'm not saying they don't emit things and all that kind of stuff. But I ain't going to stop doing what God's called me to do because I got a cold. Anyway, I'm going to keep going here because that sounds about as nutty as the no-eyed laws and people and their conspiracy theories from their basement. But anyway, I know I'm that guy. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Dan Robinson, hi from Houston. And Carl Winters. All right, Judith Malden is on here. Teresa, Daryl's wife, is on here. Marissa Roper, Elijah Morgan, the official Elijah Morgan, the one that has close ties and connections to Christian breakdancing. Okay. So, here we go. We'll play a little bit more of this, and I'll show you some of the newest Disney pushes.
That was one of the messages that Disney taught you. One of the lessons that Disney taught you. How many Christians would be pleased to tell people that they practice magic or sorcery? Not one of us would ever admit that to anybody. But consider one of the oldest Disney films, Fantasia. Mickey is wearing a sorcerer's hat and casting a spell. The whole movie is about him casting spells and causing inanimate objects to have life and to dance around and to do things, all by the power of magic. Just think about that. Do we actually believe that that is pleasing to the Lord? I don't believe so. The whole movie is about being a wizard's apprentice. Magic is wickedness in the sight of God's eyes. Should you and I be entertained with something that is clearly in a violation of God's word? God was very clear, suffer not a witch to live. His law was very clear that witchcraft, sorceries, all those things would be put down and would land you in the lake of fire. Should you and I be entertained with something that is clearly in violation to God? Should we please ourselves? Should we have pleasure off of something that God hates? Think about that. I mean, God even forbid to have a grove or an idol to be set up next to a temple, but you and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we allow those things in our midst, or we have allowed those. Look at some of the other themes, the Disney themes of magic. I want you to know that this is not just one thing. Hundreds of, I couldn't possibly cover all of them. But I'm gonna hit the most popular ones tonight because I want you to think about something. I want you to think that the message in general of Disney is that of the magic kingdom. It's that of magic. And I ask you,
And what goes together with magic? Homosexuality, sexual perversion, and everything else. Take for instance this right here. Disney blindsides families with lesbian scene in Toy Story 4. Now, I'll admit to you, I used to love those Toy Stories, man. I used to laugh my head off at Woody and Buzz Lightyear, man. I used to love that, man. It was crazy. But when you start to reveal and look and see what these things really are, you know, what you find out is that they teach perversion. They're teaching a perversion of a lot of things. Magic, bestiality, a lot of other things. But this is a Toy Story 4. When it hit cinemas last year, I think it was, one thing we did not expect to see was LGBTQ characters. No matter how insignificant to the overall story they were, Disney felt it necessary to include them. So they're pushing an agenda. Okay, that's weird. All right, Paul Tenney's gone. That guy's a heretic. We are all God. No, we're not. You're a creep. Bye. Yep, bye. You're gone. Okay, creepy weird dudes. Anyway, at the start of the movie, when Woody's new owner, Bonnie, goes for her first day of kindergarten, in the background, there's a quick scene where one child is dropped off by two moms. Later, the moms return to pick up their child, who gives them a hug. The scene is subtle in order to desensitize children, but it's obvious that the child has two mothers, and they are parenting together. The Gay Times praised the film, claiming the scene as a small but important moment as far as inclusion. 1mm agrees it was a noticeably small scene with sole purpose of attempting to normalize 1 million moms. Sorry. 1mm, that's funny. Agreed it was a noticeably small scene with the sole purpose of attempting to normalize this lifestyle. Some in the gay blogging community have agreed that the moment was not groundbreaking by any standard, but continued to praise it as small. And this isn't even the newest one. Okay? There's newer ones than this that I'm going to show you today. But that's just one. That's just one example. You go to Toy Story 4, your little kids are supposed to be... You know, and here's what they do. See, it's a psyop that is ran by the devil. Because see, what they do is... What they do is... they know that people that watch the original Toy Story, let's look at that. The original one was 1995. So then Toy Story 4 comes out in 2019. So what is that? 1995, 2005, 2015, 2019. So you're talking 24 years later. That spans a big crowd, so they know the older folks are going to be like, yeah, I'll go watch that. I remember when I was a kid and I watched that back in the 90s. I'm going to watch that. Then they take their kids and their grandkids to watch that. So they're pulling everybody in. And what they find out is they're subjecting these people to sodomite scenes. Now, it's a very subtle one, but that's how Satan works. Satan will get you in your mind to dismiss that. Well, that's not that big of a deal. We shouldn't dismiss it. It is a big deal.
Magic Kingdom or God's Kingdom? Which one do you want to be caught in? The Magic Kingdom or in God's Kingdom? Let's look at the first one. Let's look at Aladdin. Aladdin is one of those movies where a genie is in a bottle and grants wishes. He comes out, he grants wishes. Well, do you know what a genie is? Genies are jinns are special creatures mentioned in the Quran and in Islamic mythology who inhabit an unseen world in dimensions beyond the visible universe or humans. Together, the jinn, humans, and angels make up the three sapient creatures in God. The Quran mentions that the jinn are made up of smokeless and scorching fire, but also physical in nature, being able to interact physically with people and objects, and likewise to be acted upon. Like human beings, the jinns can also be good, evil, or naturally neutrally benevolent, and hence have free will like humans. And unlike angels, the jinns are mentioned frequently in the Quran. The whole movie is about a genie that grants wishes. It has demonic powers. Now, jinns, the real name of a jinn is a demon. That's the name in antiquity is a devil. It's a demon. So basically, this spirit being that can shapeshift and change is coming out of a bottle, and he is granting wishes. Think about it. Do you understand that millions of people and many of them Christians have entertained themselves with devils? All that is a devil. You ask any Muslim what a jinn is, they'll tell you it's a devil. That's their term for a devil, a demon. A spirit, a foul spirit. They understand that quite well. The whole movie is about that, though. Consider the older movies than that, The Sword and the Stone. That was a classic. If you ever watched that, I don't know if he comes up and he's king. You know, they're looking for the next king, and he takes his hand, and he grabs that, and if he's the king, then all this light comes out, and this shine, and he pulls that sword from the stone, and he's the king, and there's Merlin, the wizard, that is there. How about that? A wizard. What does the Bible say about sorcerers and wizards? See, but that's just fake, not to your nerve.
Don't you think it's interesting that the wizard has the desolate creature, the owl, with him too, right over his shoulder? And see, here's the thing. This is the push on children, and it's also adults. And we haven't got into the Disney Channel itself and the putrid series that they have, the different series that they have on there. They have, let's see here. So they have taught this for a long time. I mean, they have literally taught perversion, magic, all those other things ever since their inception, Disney has. So it's nothing new. And their perversion, what happens is, the perversion of it, it goes with it. Now, here's the newest character. Don't you find it interesting that Disney is just all about rebellion? Because even Disney and all their what they teach is rebellion. So, okay, so think about this. They teach rebellion to people. It's always rebellion to God's order. So God says, suffer not a witch to live. God says that witchcraft is evil. And all those things, right? So when that comes up, when they teach those things, what has to go along with it? Well, just like we've seen in other things, remember? Homosexuality, what does it go along with? The LGBTQ community, what does it go along with? It goes along with rebellion and witchcraft. Hitler, Aleister Crowley. One of the ways that Aleister Crowley got the most power that ever he could get, right? One of the ways that Aleister Crowley got power was homosexuality. So, there's always magic connected to homosexuality. And what is that witchcraft? That witchcraft is found here in 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath rejected thee from being king. Hey, has anybody ever thought about this before? Because I never really, I don't know why, but it never hit me. Do you know what just hit me like a ton of bricks? And I'm slow. It maybe hit me before and I just forgot. But isn't this a prophecy that Samuel is giving Saul? And telling him, Saul, you're gonna practice witchcraft. Isn't this a prophecy? Wasn't Samuel telling him, you know what? You're gonna get into witchcraft. Because you're already practicing rebellion to God right now. So you're going to get into witchcraft. I never thought about that before. My wife and I, we've been talking about Saul and the Witch of Endor and all those things. And what a connection this is, Hannah. You and I have been talking about this for a while. And look at the connection that's here. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. He was telling him, you're going to get into this. I never thought about that before. I don't know why I never put that together like that. But that's exactly what you see right there. It's exactly the same thing. Because that's exactly what Samuel ended up doing. Or Saul ended up doing. He ended up getting into witchcraft. He went right for the witchcraft. Did it, Mike? Did you just notice that too? I just noticed that too, Mike, just now. That's funny. But it was a prophecy. God was showing him, you know what? You're gonna end up doing this. Because you rejected the word of the Lord. You rejected God's rule over you. And now you only have, the only spiritual power you're going to have is from a witch. Is from a devil. That's really interesting. I've never thought about that before. All right, well here you go. Here it is. Lena Waithe to voice lesbian character in Disney Pixar's Onward. See, they used to sort of shield, I think, Pixar a little bit. They used to shield Pixar and not put all the perverted stuff, I think, openly on Pixar as much. Right? And save it for all the other Disney stuff, but not now.
Neurons in your mind, it isn't. It's real. And it's not fake because you're watching it. And you and I are entertaining ourselves. So if it was real and it manifested itself as real in your life, you talk to some people who've done a lot of drugs and been around a lot of bad stuff, and they will tell you some of the stuff that you see in movies ain't that far-fetched. Not at all.
Well, haven't we seen over the last 20, 30 years things that aren't that far-fetched? What about Star Trek? When he said computer. That was 20, 30 years ago. That was 20, 30 years ago. And what can you do now? You can say, hey, Siri. And Siri responds. All those things were shown to us before.
Not at all that far-fetched. That whole story, though, about the Sword of the Stone is about a young boy who will be king and a wizard who works.
And this creepy owl that's always hanging around. What was his name? Oh, I forgot his name. Alchemy? Was that his name? Let's see. Archimedes. Archimedes of Syracuse was a Greek mathematician, physicist, and inventor and astronomer. Although few details of his life. Look at that. That's who that was. What do you want to bet that guy was into something?
Special and magic, and he spells and he shapeshifts. He changes things and he turns things into, but they do it in a laughing way to make you.
By the way, the Jesuit founder, Ignatius Loyola. He practiced levitating and other things. Now, how they get these objects to do this, they don't do it. Devils do it for them.
You laugh. So what are you and I doing? When we're watching that, we are laughing at witchcraft. We're laughing at people that conjure up spells. We're laughing at that. That's, what is that? It's wickedness. It's something that God hates, and we're laughing at it. How about Beauty and the Beast? That's an easy one we've talked about. I'll not belabor that one too long.
Think about this one, Beauty and the Beast. How come when we were kids, this wasn't even that big of a deal. Like, I never put together bestiality with this when I was a kid. Now, I didn't read the Bible. That's why when I was, I read it when I was a little kid. But through my teens and stuff, I didn't even think about this. But I didn't think that much how weird this was. But here what you have is Disney pushing this. Let's look at this. When was this out? Let's see. So back in the '90s, 1991, this was promoted. An American animated musical romantic fantasy film produced by Walt Disney features animation released Pictures' 30th Disney animated feature film and third release during the Disney Renaissance period. It's based on the French fairy tale of the same name by this person here. This must be her. This is hers right here. She wrote this. It was influenced by some earlier stories such as Cupid and the Psyche. It's not at all weird. The Pig King. Variants of the tale are known across Europe. In France, for example, the operatic version of the story, written by Marmontel and composed by Gredi in 1771, which had enormous success well into the 19th century, is based on the second version of the tale. So, you know the story, right? Beauty and the Beast. Think about that. For more ways than one, Beauty and the Beast. They're opposites, number one. Right? They're opposites, number one. Number two, what they are, is it's teaching bestiality. But see, why did we as Americans accept that? Most of America. Let's see where it says that. I think it's in Deuteronomy, but we'll see here. Let's see, maybe. Or is it Leviticus? Okay, it says here, neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast and lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not yourselves in any of these things, for in all these nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. Right? But, see, this is given in a softer approach, but it's teaching the same thing. Oh, you can marry a beast. So now we have people that want to marry their dogs.
Long, but the beast eventually turns all things into perfection and everything has changed. You ever notice at the end of that where everything is made new by the beast? The beast fixes everything. Now turn to Revelation chapter 13, and all the world wondered after the beast, and he can make things good. He'll make things perfect. You say, oh, you're far stretching. No, I'm not far stretching anything, folks. You've been hypnotized to believe a lot, and so have I. Been hypnotized like, oh, that's just now.
And here we have it right here. This is Disney's Pixar. The upcoming film Onward is set to include the first ever animated LGBTQ character within Disney. So they got to have stinking gay cartoons. You got to have queer cartoons now. Popularized for children. Queer cartoons. Right? And see, it's not popular to talk about this stuff because a lot of people let their kids entertain it. Oh, well, the old stuff is good. No, it's not. Beauty and the Beast is not good. If you put it into perspective, see, when you slow down and start thinking of stuff, thinking about things that you're watching, that you're allowing yourself to watch, then it's going to change. And perhaps it's time for me to go back through a lot of these things, which I just felt led to do today because I saw that ad and I thought, you know what, I'm going to kind of use some of the stuff that I've already taught on and help some people with it.
Since I got saved, I don't watch a lot of magic stuff anyway. That one was a no-brainer for me right away. It's like, I don't think God likes that stuff. I don't think magic is something God really, really likes. I mean, I pretty much picked up on that one pretty quick after I got saved, that that wasn't something that God wanted me to watch. But it's the beast that does it. How about the cartoon Pocahontas? That one takes the cake right there if you think about it. A woman that was converted to Christianity in real life. She was converted to Christianity. And Disney turns her into a woman who consults trees and familiar spirits to get the answers to her problems.
Right, so Disney takes somebody that was supposed to be a professing Christian and turns her into a witch. And then pushes it on the big screen. To children.
Turns her into an absolute spiritist and pagan. That's talking to a tree. That a spirit comes out of the tree and tells her what she needs to do. Says, oh, I talked to your mother before and taught her what to do. Now I'll teach you what to do. What is that? Well, it's pantheism. They make magic look grand and that it cannot be evil because magic is used to defeat evil. So that's what they do. They have one good magic and one black magic, and Disney takes that and Disney shows you that, hey, there's an evil wizard, but there's a good wizard too. So what did that set up in your mind, that there's an evil wizard and there's a good wizard? Well, let me ask you a question.
See, instead of putting, see what happens? It happens a lot in your imagination too. Did you know you can set up, if you have depression or anxiety, you can set up false dichotomies in your mind. You can set up false narratives in your mind, I should say. You can set those up in your mind where, oh man, it must be this or that. Well, sometimes it's neither. That's just your imagination running away with you. Right? So, here, they got you to choose between two or one instead of one and none.
The Magic Kingdom or God's Kingdom? In the Magic Kingdom, there are no absolutes. No absolutes in the Magic Kingdom. But in God's Kingdom, there are absolutes. Consider other movies like Escape to Witch Mountain and other movies like that. Full of evil and witchcraft and magic power. Snow White, full of magic, and the young maiden is tempted by the witch to eat the apple. Now, do you think they used that apple by accident? I mean, honestly, do you think that that was used by accident? Do you think that bright red apple that they're showing was an accident? Or do you think it's a clear mocking of the Genesis story? I mean, we know that, right? We know that they're doing that in that movie. That's what that's about. I mean, it's a witch that comes along, and that's exactly what she tries to trick him into doing. I want you to think back. I mentioned something to you about Aladdin. I want you to think back on that Aladdin. There's a song that's played in there, and I want to show you how closely those two are attached to witchcraft. And
wow, you know, I remember this. I want you to listen to this because this will help you understand a lot of things. You know, Mike, we're going to talk about that today. Marvel Comics. We're going to talk about Marvel movies with that. And we're also going to talk about Star Wars. Because Disney likes to acquire all the demonic power and grab it all, right? Some of you are commenting about St. Patrick. See my Baptist Battle for Liberty on St. Patrick was a Baptist.
What's being taught to you? Everybody's heard this song before. If you've ever watched that movie, A Whole New World, you've heard that song, right? You've probably heard it. Well, listen to the words. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? Okay, so stop right there. What is he saying when he's singing that song? He's telling her to let her heart decide what she should do. Now, what does the Bible say about your heart? It says it is desperately wicked. Who could know it? You're to follow and obey God's book, not your heart. Because your heart is desperately wicked. And you're to follow. But what's this message? This message is saying, oh, come on. A guy comes in. He's a thief. Right? Aladdin is a thief. He comes in and he flies on a magic carpet and he comes in and he's telling her not to get married the way she was supposed to, but to listen to him and to leave and to go with him and follow her heart. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you want a guy to come into your daughter when she's 18 years old and to start to strike up a relationship with your daughter and tell her that she should follow her heart and leave and come with him? Would you want that to happen?
See, that's the danger of pop culture Christianity today, is you would never want your daughter to do that, yet if you expose your children to television, to movies, and computer and internet and all these other things, if you expose them to that, then guess what you're doing? You're teaching them another philosophy. These things are another philosophy that you and I, we reject as Christians. We reject this philosophy. So then what we ought to do then is never watch these things and tell our children why we don't watch these things, why we stay away from these things. That's not going to attract them to it if you teach them the evil. You know, I want to show you something here today in my devotions. I have been really focusing on children in my devotions. I'm going through the book of Proverbs, and I've been focusing on children. I've been focusing on thinking about raising my own children and then helping others to raise their children. And I've been thinking about this a lot. And I hope you on the chat are paying attention. I want to read you these verses because this stuck out to me. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. This is telling us to teach our children not to be envious of evil men. Now, what does that mean? Against evil men. What does that mean exactly? Well, if you're paying attention, it's telling you, teach your children not to exalt these. I'll show you the statement that I made on Facebook. That I put on Facebook, on my Facebook page, about this, a post that I made. Okay? Let's see here. Here it is right here. We must teach our children not to envy evil men, meaning our children should not look up to the people of the world. They should not desire to be like pop stars, Hollywood actors, sports figures, and the like, to desire to imitate their lives. Men in pop culture are rappers and other figures this world lauds as people to imitate. We should teach them to be like Christ. We should teach them the end of following the world is hell. If we lift up these actors, sports figures, and others, we are damaging our children and teaching them to love the world. We should teach them not to be envious of the world, neither to desire to be with them. Don't desire their lifestyle and to do the things they do. That is teaching them not to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. So, see, this is what we're to teach our children. But how do I practically do that? Well, just like with this video, I'm practically teaching people about these incidents and these situations and why we ought not have anything to do with them. That's what biblical preaching is to do. It's to make it practical.
No. Well, then why would you and I watch a movie where that teaches that very lesson? And then wonder why the children grow up and they do just that. Listen to this. This is satanic. I want you to understand the magic and the Satanism that is mixed with this. Listen,
and look what's mixed with it. Seducing spirits. Look at this.
That teaches seducing that very lesson.
Spirits.
And then wonder why the children grow up and they do just that. Listen to this. This is satanic. I want you to understand the magic.
Seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Now, let's be practical here. Do you want your sons and your daughters watching cartoons, movies, and things like this that teach them to sexualize relationships with the opposite sex, to be seductive, not to go through courtship, not to go through things the right way, not to do things the biblical way, but to do things like this? Think about that. Because see, that's why we teach them against this. No young lady ought to act like this. No young man ought to be up by herself with this. And it's pretty interesting that there's a little devil right here.
Magic and the Satanism that is mixed with this. Listen, I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. Do you see what he's saying to her? I can open your eyes. Have you heard that before? That's right. What did Satan say to Eve in the Garden of Eden? Oh, God does surely know that the day ye eat thereof your eyes will be opened, and you'll be as gods. Take you wonder by wonder, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. Listen to this now. No one to tell us no or where to go. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. It's Satanism. It's teaching Satanism. And if you don't think, well, as Walt Disney's burning in hell right now, that he didn't know that. Now, he wasn't around for this, but everything else that led up to it, he was. I mean, there's worse.
Hey, look, it's the 33 Club.
And that even back farther if you study it. But anyway, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. Do you not get it? Do you see what you've got? A man that's coming in that's trying to get a girl away from the structure of her home, take her away, and
there's the apple she's getting ready to eat. Look at there.
To teach her all these things, and he's going to show her a whole new world, just like Satan said that your eyes will be open. I mean, life will be different for you. You'll be like a god. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. Now I'm in a whole new world with you. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. 100,000 things to see. Hold your breath. It's getting better. Do you see how this is satanic? Do you understand what's the message that's being taught here? And he says this.
So, you know, we've progressed from there to now just openly, you know. Onward tells the story of two elf brothers who embark on magical quests together. During one scene, viewers will get to know Officer Spectre, a Cyclops police officer, voice of Lena Waithe, who casually mentions that she has a girlfriend. As noted by Slate, the moment isn't the overall point of the scene, making her sexuality simply part of her identity and not all of it. In an interview with Yahoo Entertainment, producer Corey Ray explains that Officer Spectre's character development just kind of happened. You know, it just kind of happened. Adding the scene when we wrote it was kind of fitting, and it opens up the world a little bit, and that's what we wanted. It's a modern fantasy world, and we want to represent the modern world. On social media, some fans are underwhelmed, noting that Lena's character only appears in one scene, and wishing that an LGBTQ character would have a larger presence in the story. Others are comparing the scene to LaFau's exclusively gay moment in the live-action Beauty and the Beast, emphasizing that bigger steps would be much more preferable than baby ones. Lena herself has weighed in on the news, sharing a screenshot of a news story about her character and adding a rainbow emoji for emphasis. Ugly, stinking, one-eyed freak. But at least that's what you think of when you think of rebellion against God. Right? That's pretty fitting, isn't it? I think so. Stinking, ugly thing. That's how ugly it is.
This, I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far, I can't go back to where I used to be. What's Satan? Yeah. He's that.
Yeah, Satan is not going to be able to go back, is he, from where he used to be?
A star that can't go back to where he used to be. So he has to go to a whole new world. He has to teach a whole new world and everything else. What's the goal? A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. You say, I can't make the connection like that. Really? You can't see magic and witchcraft and a song mixed in? By the way, you need to learn what rock and roll, how devil-possessed rock and roll people are if you don't understand that, because they are very much devil-possessed. Very much. And they admitted that they get all their inspiration from the devil. And if you talk to some people that went to rock concerts and hung out to some of them, they'll tell you, you can feel the spirit of wickedness there in that place. You can just feel it. You just walk in the presence of it and you can feel it right away. Every turn of surprise with new horizons to pursue. Every moment, red letter, I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world, that's where we'll be. A thrilling chase, a wondrous place for you and me. What is that teaching? I mean, the song is, have you ever noticed, all these movies teach rebellion to order. Right, they all teach, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. They all...
Wow, that's the total opposite of what Jesus Christ said. The key of joy is disobedience. That's a lot of hate in that man. There was a lot of hate, and he's burning really hot in hell. There's a lot of hate in that man.
Teach that. All those movies are about somebody that's structured in an order, and they've got to break free from that order. What is that? Out of chaos comes order. It's the same satanic message that's in music, and that's in movies, and that's in the Magic Kingdom. In the movie Mulan 2, a girl is guarded by a red dragon that is watching out for her. He's her guardian. He protects her.
So this is a little familiar. Little red dragon.
Anybody know what a red dragon is? You know who the dragon is? I have to tell you, the old dragon, the old wicked serpent, Satan. I mean, you understand that, don't you? So what is the message that's being taught there? Oh, Satan will protect you. So, no, they didn't say Satan. They said the dragon. They know exactly what they're saying. Exactly what they're doing. And it's working. It's worked wonders. When this dragon goes into a temple, he calls the spirits out to help him prepare for this girl's wedding. So he walks into a Chinese temple, and spirits start coming out. He starts conjuring them up to do something for him. So you see the devils.
Yeah, you see, isn't that interesting? That devil is conjuring up those dragons. Or that dragon is conjuring up more devils, which is fitting. But here you go. Look at this. This is where we're at now with Disney. You know, among other things that I think is kind of interesting as well, in a bad way, not a good way. Let's see here. Let me go to... Here's Marvel Comics, right? Here's Marvel Movies. Now, Marvel is owned by Disney, right? Well, I don't know how anybody else could not think that Disney is satanic. You know, you put me in a room with Christians. Put me in a room with any of those Christians, that professing Christians, that say that Disney is not satanic or wicked, or any of those things. Put me in a room with those people and set me down with just the Bible and all their Disney stuff, and I will absolutely 100% prove, like this video does, that Disney is absolutely satanic. It is absolutely rebellion. It's witchcraft. It's hatred for God. Now, Valkyrie is now the first LGBTQ Marvel movie superhero, but she's been bi forever. I don't even know who that is. As Guardian Warrior, Valkyrie is now officially the first LGBTQ superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And who better to blast this barrier with a Freudian, whatever that is, I don't want to say that, than real-life LGBTQ icon Tessa Thompson. Thompson teased the news Saturday at San Diego Comic-Con during the reveal of Thor, Love and Thunder, the upcoming fourth installment of the Thor franchise. When asked whether Love and Thunder would have an LGBTQ storyline, this answer is yes. How that impacts the story remains to be seen. With that level of representation, you'll see across our film. So, I don't know when this was exactly. This was last year, so I don't know if this movie's even come out yet. This is great news for people who have fallen in love with Thompson's not completely straight portrayal of Valkyrie. Thompson herself expressed disappointment that material more clearly revealing Valkyrie as bisexual was cut from the 2019 Thor Ragnarok, but even without the confirmation, her character radiated bi energy. So, this is the teaching that they have on this. They're pushing this agenda. Marvel's LGBT roots. Although Valkyrie now claimed the title of the first LGBTQ superhero, Marvel Comics has a few prominent LGBT characters in its lineup. The most famous is the X-Men franchise Northstar, who's considered the first openly gay comic book hero. Northstar has been around for decades, but you may recall that the character made waves again when he married his boyfriend in 2012. That's so gay. Anyway, we won't look at that. And I'm sure that Wonder Woman is probably a dyke, too. So, and then you got to have Anderson Cooper, the gayest guy in the world, on there, too, just popping up out of nowhere. So what's the point? They're all pushing this rebellion. They're all pushing this. They're all pushing this. Magic. That's what they're doing. That's what they're pushing. Full steam ahead for everybody. They're pushing it on all the platforms. That's their goal. That's what they want to do. It's very sad when you see it, but you can see how the magic is mixed in with it. Why is the magic mixed in with it? Because it is direct rebellion. It is direct rebellion to God, and it has to be part of their system. So the demons help you. You see, now we've said that calling spirits forth will help you. There's nothing wrong with that. See, it's okay. Do you understand that? So you say it's just a cartoon. No, they're showing you that if you do this, that they'll help you. No, the devil won't help you. The devil will destroy you. But that's the message that is given. That's the message that is given. I don't even have to get into a subliminal message tonight, and I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna talk about any images. I'm not gonna talk about anything subliminal. I'm gonna take exact content, and I wanna ask you, the magic kingdom or the kingdom of God? I don't need to go into any of that stuff. I don't need to go into any of it. I could prove all this stuff is from the pit of hell just by the content that's in it. I don't have to go into anything else. See, why is this important? For when your family, when they walk up to you and they ask and they look at you, they say, well, how come they can't have this movie? But you actually can give them an answer. And you can tell them why. Look at them and say, the magic kingdom or God's kingdom or the kingdom of God? Which one? Which one? Okay. And you say, well, come on now, you're being too hard. That's all modern stuff. Good old Walt, he couldn't have known about any of that stuff. Good old Walt couldn't have been around for any of that. Okay, well, let's go back into Walt today. Let's take a movie called Mary Poppins. Okay? Hope you don't have a spoonful of sugar. Because you're going to need it to help this medicine go down after I give this to you. I promise you. You're going to need a few spoonfuls of sugar to help this medicine go down, I'm sure. But listen, consider this. Now, by the way, I want to preface this before I say this. This information didn't come from an independent Baptist. This comes from a Wicca website. You know what Wicca is, right? It's a Satanist. A Wiccan. A wizard. A warlock. So they don't like Baptists. And I guarantee you they don't like me. And I guarantee you they don't stand for what we do. But they're just going to tell the truth about what they see. Listen to this.
When Mary Poppins arrived at the Banks household, she was delicately floating down from the clouds, the heavens, with an umbrella as her flying tool. This occurred after an extremely strong wind had swept away all the other potential nannies for Jane and Michael. Well, now listen to this. Listen to how he slipped this in here. Brother Andrew's got the umbrella. Listen to how they slipped this in here. While looking out the window at the storm, the children noticed Mary Poppins floating their way. Michael said, "Perhaps it's a witch." To which Jane responded, "Of course not. Witches have brooms." Why did they do that?
Tell me that's not crazy, though. This, let's go back to that. So ask yourself this question in 1964. I mean, this is even more sinister, the new one. But in 1964, what they were teaching, they knew full well that was all magic. I remember watching it. I mean, I didn't. It really made me kind of fascinated for movies and things like that. You know, because I kind of always liked that magic stuff. So it kind of enticed me. I liked that kind of stuff. And they were making reference that she was a witch. They knew that she was a witch. Disney knew that he was creating, he was using a storyline of a witch.
Because they're mocking you. They're telling you that I got you to watch witchcraft, and you're too stupid to figure it out. And you're right, because we were, and we watched it, and thought, oh, that's nothing. That's just some flying lady around an umbrella. That happens every day. Go outside, look up there. Lady flying around with an umbrella. Now, some people debate whether Mary Poppins deserves to be give the title of a witch. But if you look at it, she exhibits many characteristics of a practitioner of the craft, they call it. She has strong connections with nature, practices a form of magic, has a positive aura which affects everyone around her, and has a knowledge of medicine as a healer, a teacher, a giver, and a protector. Of course, this is from a Wiccan's perspective. Do you see? That's Mary Poppins. And you're probably running around the house singing that song. Well, maybe not. I hope many of you guys weren't singing that song, but, okay, consider another movie. Have you ever heard, at the same time that Disney was out, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks? Have you ever heard of that one?
See, I remember this one too.
You've heard of that one before? Unlike Mary Poppins, this lady, Eglantine, actually gives herself the title of a witch, and an apprentice witch at that. She is secretly enrolled in Emulous Brown's Correspondence College of Witchcraft. Doesn't that make you want to give Mickey a big hug?
I mean, think about this. Think about the fact that the same time, what was this? Was Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Let's see. So they are openly teaching witchcraft. Then you liken it to the homosexual community. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. I mean, this is witchcraft, plain and simple. Like, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's witchcraft. She's a witch. And most Christian parents, maybe not when that came out, but 20 years later in the 80s, would let them watch those old movies. I watched all those movies.
You think about that. Don't that make you feel all warm? Don't you want to sing that It's a Small World After All song? Right in front of the open. No questions asked. No hide it. Yep, I come from the witch's school. I'm here.
And it's like on your bed where at night where, you know, witchcraft and people that are into those things, that kind of stuff happens. Think about that. But it's played off. What did they use to play it off? They used humor to play it off. Because if you use humor, you can teach the most wicked, vile things. For example, let's see, what was that called? I can't really show that because that's going to probably be defiling. I can't think of what it's called now. But anyway. Here's one that's easy. We've talked about this one before. They were able to teach magic and make you laugh about it. It was funny. This guy was a sodomite, by the way. He was an actual sodomite, this guy. The guy that played the second Darren here, this guy, he was an actual sodomite. Think about this. Why is it that this sodomite is connected to this show about witchcraft? But here's what they got you to do. They got you to laugh about this witch. And you laughed about it, so you weren't offended by it. Her mother's name was Endora. She was the Witch of Endor.
When she is forced due to the war to take in three stranded children, her magical practices are forced out in the open. She is perhaps the Disney's characters most suited to the title of witch. She is Disney's best representation of a modern practitioner of witchcraft. This is from a Wiccan. If the adventure to the island of Nabombo is disregarded, many of her practices do involve magical spells, which is something that is practiced in witchcraft. However, the film is in no way an accurate portrayal of the Wiccan religion or witchcraft. It's Disney's attempt at portraying a fantasy world for children while encompassing elements of a practical religious practice. See, do you want your children having that practical religious practice of witchcraft? Of course not. What did he do? Well, Walt Disney just went into imagination zone and he took you into there and he added witchcraft with fantasy, wrapped it up in a nice old lady so you wouldn't think anything of it. So, cause who's gonna get mad at Mary Poppins or Eglantine, whatever her name is. I'm not old enough to remember that one. But I remember seeing it on TV once. I mean, I remember it coming on, but I don't really remember it or anything that much. But you think about that. They made you like that old lady. They made that old witch, who's a witch. You understand that, right? Can I say that enough to you? She was a witch. Practicing spells and magic, she was a witch. And Walt Disney got you to like her. And you thought, well, she...
So, when they want to normalize homosexuality, and they want to normalize something evil, they'll get you to laugh. So what do? They take this Toy Story 4... and they include in it a same-sex couple. Why? Because now you're associating laughter and acceptance with homosexuality. Do you understand? So this, they associate kids, fun, Pixar, movies, cartoons, Elves. Fun. Witchcraft. Do you see how it works? Do you understand the PSYOP? Do you understand how it gets played off on people? Right? And how they accept it? That's how. That's how it's done. And it's effective. Because it... Laughter... Satan uses laughter... to bring down your guard. And all of us have to be careful of that in our own lives. Now, there's nothing wrong with laughing and having a good time and enjoying life. But we have to be careful that we're on our guard. We have to be careful that we don't become silly. Now, there's times to be silly. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we can't have any fun or joke or anything like that. But you have to be careful with jesting, which are not convenient. Because if it allows sin... I remember one day, a while back... I was remembering some old things that were political pundit things that were funny. And a couple of them had a few jingles to them. And I played a couple of them and I was like, and they weren't bad beats or anything like that, so it wasn't terrible or anything. Well, then as I continued in my jesting, I ended up playing one that did have a bad beat to it, and it just... The Lord just convicted me about it, that I shouldn't be doing that. And I shut it off and I apologized. And I, you know, to the person that I had played that, you know, political satire thing too. It wasn't dirty or anything like that really, but it was just the tune was just wrong. It was just off. You know what I mean? And I wasn't teaching anything. I was just joking around. And it got too far, and I asked for forgiveness, and I asked the Lord to forgive me, because I was like, you know, that's too far, that's not necessary. And it really didn't do anything. So, Satan can use that humor. He can use it. He can use it to lead us to sin if we're not careful. So we've got to be careful with our jesting, that it doesn't go too far and that we don't accept sin with it. Okay? Which is what the devil knows works. So he used this to do that. Also used it to push feminism.
She's a pretty nice lady. That witch. Well, let's skip forward a little bit to the Little Mermaid. Besides the way she's dressed, like what we would call a... That's right, son, she's not dressed. ...wiser than the children of light. Wiser than the children of light. You are the children of light as a saved. We are the children of light as a saved. But the children of this world are wiser.
See, but it makes it look like here are these gods. You know, her father is the god Poseidon. Right, and here's this witch. So you're choosing between liking the god Poseidon, who's a false antichrist god, or hating this witch, when both of them are evil. Hey guys, there's about 80 people on right now. If you can hit the like button on that and share this with other people, let's get the likes up to like 70 if we could. I mean, there's 77 people on, and I'm sure you like the fact that this content is being put on there. You like the fact that it's being exposed and taught against. And so try to share this and try to like this and get those likes up if you can to more, and then to share these on, you know, Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can. Share these videos, okay? When you get a chance. So if you haven't liked it yet, or thumbs up the video, like, whatever it is, go ahead and do that. Let's get those numbers up there. If you're listening, And then by the end, if you're still able to stick around for another half an hour, 45 minutes or so, then I'll find out if we have any new listeners. But if you have to go, put down that you're a new listener, subscribe to the Facebook channel, and then, let us know where you're from and everything like that and how long you've been listening in the comment section, if you would. That'd be great on the live chat over here. Or in the comment section later, you can too. But anyway, I like to hear from people. I like to know who's listening and who's out there. And if we're being a blessing to you, if you're learning something. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at PastorCooley@iCloud.com. Please don't spam me. I know there's going to be weird LGBTQ tranny creepy people that send me stuff, not because they want to know the gospel, not because they want help, not because they just want to send me creepy stuff. Okay, I get it. I know. People are going to do that. I don't care. I'm not going to stop loving people and helping others because there's creeps out there. God will deal with them, as he always does. Also, if these videos are a blessing to you and everything else like that, and they help you in your daily walk, let us know about that too, and pray for us. Don't forget to do that. I'm doing that right in the middle of this, so you that have been listening to for a while can or listen to this. Maybe it's your first time. You think about praying for our ministry, and also think about giving to our ministry. I'm not ashamed to say that, because the Bible says the labor is worthy of his hire. I spend a lot of time on here to try to help others. I don't monetize my account, and I won't monetize my account. I don't charge people for anything. Whatever it is, when we did CDs and all that stuff, when we do USB sticks, if we decide to do that in CDs, we're not going to charge people for that. All right. I don't do that. I'm not doing this to make money. I'm doing this for the glory of God and because I've been called to do, to pastor Old Paths Baptist Church and to evangelize out there and use this, as a medium to do that, Facebook and, social media, YouTube, and all those things. So anyway, but if you want to, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or you can mail us something. You can find that on our sermon audio page as well, if you're interested in doing that. All our information about that is on there. But I'm going to let you know about that, though, because nothing wrong with us being givers. Amen. There's a lot of takers in this world. We ought to all be givers if we can and give of our time, our resources, and whatever God asks from us. Amen. So anyway, but think about those things. But keep watching. All right. Keep listening. I want it to be a blessing to you. I surely do. All right. Yeah, Kevin, I'm thinking about the USB sticks. I really am. I'll mail those out. They can be cheaper to mail out and everything like that, too, as well. Definitely we'll put the Disney and the Hollywood series on for people as well. I'm probably going to update some of that stuff and all that good stuff. But anyway, all right, let's keep going here.
Do you know that Madonna will not let her children watch television?
The Super Bowl is kind of like the holy of holies in America, right? So, like, here I am. I'm going to come into the halfway between, like, the church experience, and I'm going to have to deliver a sermon that's going to have to be very impactful.
Will not let her children watch television.
So you said she's a stinking Antichrist, which is what she is. But she's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Here's this lady that says, I won't let them watch that. Are you? My kids aren't watching television. It's demented. Even though she's going to teach them demented stuff. I bet you she wouldn't let them watch her performances either because she's a creep. Somebody asked me, Pastor Cooley, do you take Bitcoin? I don't know how to take Bitcoin. I've never taken it before, so I don't know how to take it. I probably would take it if I knew how. Sure, why not? But I don't know what it is exactly. Or I know what it is. It's like a currency that's online, but I'm not sure how it works.
Or look at magazines. Cindy Crawford won't either. She won't let her children watch television. No, no way. She wouldn't let her children watch Hannah Montana. You know why? She said because that girl acts too sassy, and I don't want my daughter to learn that.
You know, it's interesting. One of the ways to keep our children from, that we talk about keeping the kids in the series that we're doing, we're going to talk about pop culture. The best way, you teach your daughters, you don't let them watch this stuff. and you don't let them become sassy girls like this. Because that's what they are.
To mention she dresses like a whore, but and dances around like one. Amen! It's the truth! Girl's naked. She's running around half naked. Now she is fully naked out there. Unfortunately. She wouldn't let her children watch that. The head of the high priestess. In this Little Mermaid, we find out early in the film, through the character's conversations, was banished from the kingdom in the underwater city of Atlantica by King Triton, Ariel's father. Okay, wow. Let's stop right there and we'll tackle that one a little bit here. Do you know who King Triton is? And you know what Atlantis is, right? You understand what Atlantis is? You know, the mythical New Age Atlantis, where some people, and I happen to personally believe that Atlantis is probably a real place. I think it was. I think it was advanced technology and advanced culture. I think it could have something to do with the giants. It could have something to do with some of those things that went on. So I believe it. I believe there's something there to that. I just don't know exactly what. But the point is that King Triton, he is none other than the god Poseidon. You know who Poseidon is, right? He's the god of water. Okay? Poseidon is the god of the water in Greek mythology. Okay? The god of the heavens is Zeus in Greek mythology. Right? And the god of the underworld is Hades in Greek mythology. Okay? So you have three of those gods that rule just about everything. Okay? What this story is telling you is about the god Poseidon. It's teaching you about that god Poseidon. Anyway, so he says that Ursula, we find out early in the film through the character, that Ariel's father, after she eagerly awaited her chance to have revenge on King Triton, Ursula is the stereotypical image of an ugly, evil witch. She is a large sea witch with white hair, evil eyes, and most importantly, tentacles from the waist down. She lives at the bottom of the sea where she tends her garden of lost souls. And the sea gave up their dead. Remember that? Oh, by the way, you do remember that there are angels bound in the great river Euphrates. There are angels that are bound in the seas as well. They're there. Ursula tricks Ariel into giving her voice in exchange for human legs. Ariel wants to be a human in order to meet Prince Eric and have him fall in love with her. Kind of message you want your daughter to have? Trade in whatever they can just to meet a man. Ursula uses Ariel's voice along with a new form to make Eric fall for her, making him think that she was the one who rescued him. Ursula again uses shape-shifting to transform into a beautiful young woman and calls herself Vanessa. Ursula is again the symbol of evil in the Disney film and is championed by the force of good, Ariel and her friends. Ursula transforms again at the end, making herself tremendously big in order to terrify Ariel and the others. The transformation ends up working against her when Eric uses a large wooden shaft from the ship to harpoon Ursula's heart and to kill her. What are we saying here? What are we showing here? Basically, what you're seeing is witchcraft in action. You're seeing it right in front of you. You're seeing false gods being taught, and you're seeing it from a young age. Those children watch those things. I mean, these aren't marketed to adults.
Let's see. Kayla asked me, what is the name of the book you have been reading from for those messages on keeping the kids? That is, David Cloud's book called Keeping the Kids. It was compiled by probably hundreds of testimonies of different pastors, missionaries, God-fearing Christians that have been Christians for 30, 40 years, saved church members walking in the fear of the Lord and raised their kids right for the Lord. So that's what it was compiled and gathered from. So it's a number of different testimonies that it is gathered from Kayla. Let's see. Leah Grimmond said, enjoying the video. I'm Ross Duncan's daughter. He talks to you on Facebook sometimes. Thank you for the video. Really helping me to protect my children from these evil things. God bless you. Well, God bless you too. I think it's Leah, if I'm saying your name right. Yes, Ross has been listening for a while. Brother Ross has. It's nice to hear from you, and glad to know that your family will be protected from that too as well. Praise the Lord for that.
Adults? These are marketed to children. Now it affects you and I the same. Right, and then they watch them over and over and over again. They sit in front of them and they just continue to absorb all those things. So you don't think all that magic is not going to have an impact on them? It's not going to have some kind of an impact on children when they see those things over and over again? Of course it's going to have an impact on them. It has to. You say, prove it. Okay, well, if you bring your children to church and I preach the Bible to them every week, does it have an impact on them? Does it? Does it influence them and have an impact on them? Of course it does. Does preaching influence and impact you? Will exposure to satanic principles and enlightened principles and magic and false gods and everything else, won't that have an impact on you too? Right. So you see, they know it. And it works. The plot of the film involves an old... How about another one? Let's go way back into the Disney days and to Walt's days again, and let's go back. Let's see if... You're seeing the pattern here, right? I mean, I looked online, and there was a list of 100 movies or more. I mean, no, there was hundreds of them.
Yeah, by the way, what goes along with all these movies, what goes along with the homosexuality push, the magic push, and everything else, is people with no clothes on. Half-naked people with no clothes on. It's part of it. And, you know, that's part of Disney. They gotta have the half-naked stuff on there with it. It's gotta be part of it.
And I couldn't possibly read you all the titles of movies with magic and witchcraft. And that's not even talking about any lewdness or wickedness or anything, or pop culture or anything else. Again, I ask you, the magic kingdom or the kingdom of God? Which one? In Pinocchio, the plot of the film involves an old wood carver named Geppetto who carves a wooden puppet named Pinocchio who is brought to life by a blue fairy. Right? Who tells him he can become a real boy if he proves himself brave, truthful, and unselfish. Thus begins the puppet's adventure to become a real boy, which involves many encounters with a host of unsavory characters. The magic gives life unto the wooden boy. I wonder what that teaches.
Look at that.
The Bible says in the...
Look at that. I mean, it's absolutely undeniable that that's what Disney does.
Book of Revelation that the image that the beast will give life unto the image. There'll be an image reared up of a beast, and it'll be sitting there, and the beast will give life unto the image. He'll make it come alive. If you don't think Disney and those men knew that, they know it. They know it all too well. Time does not permit me to go into too many more of these, but Sorcerer's Apprentices. There's a movie called Twitches. There were two young witches named Carmen and Alex carefully mastered the skill of balancing a normal life with the potential upset that comes from having mystical magical powers. When the evil forces of darkness come back to upset the Coventry, the sister witches sacrifice their harmony to make things right. That's one from a few years back, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago or something like that. Do you understand that this is the constant? If your children watch the Disney Channel or anything, they are constantly being bombarded with these things over and over again. This magic and these spells. What is this doing? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, what it's exactly doing. There was another movie back in Walt Disney's day called The Shaggy Dog. Everybody laughed at that movie, right? The Shaggy Dog. What did he have? He had a magic ring that was a relic that once he put that magic ring on, he turned into a dog, and if he took it off, he wasn't a dog anymore. Wasn't that wonderful? That's shape-shifting. Isn't that great? And a magic relic, a talisman that he had. And guess what? We watched it and said, oh, that's pretty funny. That's great. Isn't that funny? Isn't that great entertainment? Well, it's devilish. It's witchcraft.
I remember that when I was a kid watching that. It's just so crazy when you think about it. When you understand witchcraft, you understand what the Bible says, and you understand the hybridization that Disney was teaching. And now we're coming into society where these things are happening now. So it's becoming more and more popular. these things, this type of thing, is becoming more popular.
That's exactly what it is, but what do? We just entertain ourselves with it. Oh, it's only entertainment. How about the movie series Pirates of the Caribbean? That's wicked. Just plain wicked. Johnny Depp, one of the main actor, he admits he's possessed by devils. He admits it. He doesn't even deny it. He's possessed by devils. But the content of that show, Pirates of the Caribbean, is wicked. I mean, honestly. But if you look at the what's involved with that movie, it's all about running around stealing and demons and stealing treasure and everything. That's what the whole thing's about. The whole movie's about that. Witchcraft and women and everything else. That's what the whole thing's about. The whole thing. And it's sold to children. Well, you want to grow up and be a crook like that too, don't you? You look at that, don't you? Don't you want to grow up to be a crook like that? Grow up and steal like that? And grow up and do that? Oh no, we teach our children against that. Yeah, but when you place that in front of them, and you show them the magic over and over and over again, what does that do to them? What does that do to your head? What does that make you think? Are there any more absolutes? Well, if a bad guy that's a murdering pirate can actually be a good guy, well, then I could be a little bad and still be a good guy. Couldn't I? So it doesn't work that way. Oh, yes, it does work that way. Those kids, I remember when I was a kid, I could take you to 5 movies right now that I could just about memorize. I could watch that movie with you and sit there and watch it.
Think about that. So it's basically programming is what it is. It's basically programming for children. That's what Disney does. When you go to Disney, let's see, Disney Channel. I think it's this one here maybe. So you have these series on here that, well, they're all full of, I mean, look at that, Descendants, Wicked World, Descendants 3, Descendants, Wicked, they're the descendants of the original Disney witches and warlocks and magical people, right? That's what they are. They're the descendants of those people. Those different characters. That's what they're pushing. Magic, witchcraft, all those things. Same thing here. See? All magic, books of spells, magic, everything's magic, 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 magic. To teach it. There's like, oh, that's all harmless. No, it's not harmless. It's witchcraft. God says it's terrible. God says it's wicked. But that's what they're teaching. they're teaching that same look, Mulan, right? We just talked about that. So they're teaching, I mean, the little elves, the little gods. This is the newest one that they're going to teach, where they're going to talk about. This is the one that they're going to have the sodomites on. Here's this little magic thing. So they're going to mix the sodomites with this. This is what they do. Right? This is how they operate. They mix the two together. Let's see. Was it this one? No. No. Maybe it was this one right here. This is what Disney did. How come with all the magic and everything else, why is it that they have to do this too? Disney Channel introduces its first gay teen romance on series finale. Remember, this was last year, last summer. Disney Channel series Andy Mack has made history by depicting the network's first teen gay couple. Season 3 finale of the series, which aired July 26, concluded with the scene between Cyrus Goodman and confessing his attraction to his classmate. Is there anything else you want to tell me? And then they're like, hold, that's gross. Ugh. And they sang this song, the pair sang along to Lady Gaga's LGBT anthem, Born This Way. Right? So there you go. This is all the kids. That's what this is too. This is to children. It's geared towards children. So Disney, Fox News. Let me show you something else. Fox News, LGBTQ commercials to kids. I'm trying to remember when that was. Let me go to my Facebook page because I know it was on there. Let me see if I can find it here. Hold on a second. Because Fox News was just promoting during a children's program. They were promoting the LGBTQ agenda with commercials. I see if I can find that here. By the way, this is my Facebook page here. I have Jason Lee Cooley also, which is a public page. But this is my private page here as well. I don't know if you're on Facebook and you want to keep in touch, you can find me there too. If you want to see the things that I talk about like every day or whatever. Let's see. I don't see it. Let's see if I can find it. I know I saw it somewhere on here. Here it is right here. This is what, by the way, there's just a merger of Disney and Fox, right? Remember that? Innocence stolen. Fox targets kids with LGBTQ agenda during a Lego show. My kids love Lego. They love building, creating, and even making stop motion animation films out of Lego. They're just kids having innocent fun being kids. I thought the Lego world was safe for them until last night. People who don't know God or who don't believe in protecting the innocence of children will probably be confused about what I'm about to write. If you weren't raised in a home covered by God's love and truth, this might seem like no big deal, but to Christ followers like us, it is. I don't like involving my family in what I write, but I feel forced to do so in this case. We were sitting around as a family watching the Lego Masters Building Battle TV show on Fox when it happened. I guess it's partly my fault for not diligently researching the show, but Fox caught me off guard. It felt like a kid's show, but we soon discovered that some of these adult contestants are quite diverse, like a skirt-wearing bearded man. The contestants were building their creations, hoping to win the contest and not get voted off by the judges. Then smack in the middle of the drama of Lego building, Fox threw in a well-placed little shot of physical affection, followed by a soundbite with two of the male contestants talking about how they got married. My youngest son's jaw literally dropped. My little girl looked confused. It was a clear moment of innocence stolen from my children. My son shot me a look as if to say, what in the world does that even mean? I asked him later if I could talk to him. He was actually so disturbed that he told me he didn't want to talk about it. As a parent, I still need to give him as much of a brief God-focused explanation as I could muster, but I could see his mind still couldn't grasp it. You see, when people haven't been flooded with the perversion that's sweeping our culture, the LGBTQ life is shocking. It's unnatural. It doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense at all. The rest of us are being desensitized daily by LGBTQ pop culture activism. We're not in Kansas anymore, that's for sure. Believe me, I know this. CBN News reports about it all the time to give parents a heads up. I believe parenting is an awesome responsibility from God. Okay, anyway, so that's what the show was doing, okay? That's what the show was doing. It was teaching they were inside the shows, they were interspersing these perverted ideologies. What does that have to do with Legos? Absolutely nothing. It has absolutely nothing to do with Legos. But that's how Disney, that's how Fox, that's how they work. Right? That's how it is. Right? That's what they do. This is their goal. This is what they push. Right? And they own a lot of stuff. They own ABC News. I think they just bought into Fox, from what I understand. They own Marvel Studios.
I can tell you everything they're going to say before they say it. Sad, isn't it? Let's consider another one back in Walt Disney's time. Peter Pan. Peter Pan. Oh, that's got to be harmless, right? Well, let's think about that one for a minute. Where does his name come from, and why does he look like he does, and why does he... Well, Peter Pan is from the god called Pan.
Right. Remember this. Just remember this. That here you have this false god, and it's being taught to children. This is being taught to children, and this was in Walt Disney's era. So if the fruit is bad, the root is bad. Or if the root is bad, the fruit is bad. And the root of Disney has always been wicked.
Pan was a god, and he was a very perverted god. So he was into fornication and other things like that. And he had the pointed ears like that. He kind of resembles the satyr a little bit, or the satyr a little bit. He had the pointed ears, and if you watch the movie Peter Pan, what you see is you see a pan flute. Have you ever seen that? You'll see him playing that pan flute. Well, that is a signal to you to understand that who he really is. He is Pan. He is the god Pan. That's who he is. Now, this false god, Peter looked like a demon, by the way. Peter Pan looks like a devil. If you notice his pointed ears and his outfit, only a devil would come through a girl's window at night. Just want to remind you of something. Only a devil would come through a girl's bedroom window at night and say, "Hey, come on, let's get out of here. Let's go off to Neverland. Let's go. Come on, let's go." I'm just curious, would you want your daughter to let a guy up through her window and talk to her about taking off in the middle of the night with her? Do you think it might influence them a little bit when you add a little bit of magic? And oh, by the way, then there's a fairy there that's dressed like a whore. I mean, she's got... By the way, I'm not using that word loosely. I'm using that very biblically. I mean, if you wear a skirt that goes all the way up to your thighs, and a string number like that down there, that would be considered dressing like a whore. Maybe you don't know that, but now you do, okay? When you uncover the thigh like that and you show your body off and you don't leave anything to the imagination. You think about that. That's exactly what it was. You have a fairy runner.
Amen, preacher. Get him.
Running around. And that fairy has this pixie dust. And believe me, that is all satanic. All of that is demonic. And I challenge you to prove that it isn't. I challenge you to prove that it isn't. And you won't be able to, because all you have to do is open up a dictionary and they'll tell you what a fairy is, where it comes from, the power that it comes with, and everything else. It's all right there. You just open up a dictionary and see it. Now, Peter Pan, in other words, Peter Pan came in, and you ever seen, if you watch it, he is wrestling with his shadow. He's wrestling and he's fighting with his shadow. Right. He's demonic. He has power. He says, "I want to take you away from all of this. He says there where we'll never have any parents tell us what to do again, and we'll never have to grow up, and we can live any old way we want to. We can do whatever we want to do. What is he teaching her? Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. There is no laws in Never Never Land. You can do whatever you want. I wonder if we have ever thought farther than the end of our nose concerning the content that children see, or that we put in front of our eyes. Because you and I would never condone a young man knocking on your daughter's window, would you? I mean, I'm just curious, Dad, what would you do if you caught in the middle of the night, you went up there and there was a guy that flew into your daughter's window? I'm just curious what you would do if he flew into your daughter's window and you'd take out the turkey load, right? The buckshot, something's coming out and he's going out the other way. He's probably going to go out that window and he may not get up after that. Right? Well, then why would you set that in front of their face as a temptation to see that? Peter Pan is something to help you escape from reality where you never grow up. And the only adult that's ever around is a dirty captain that's a pirate. And he's the only one that's ever around. That's the only adult that's ever around. And he's an evil man. So it's right to run around and do what they're doing, and it's more evil to be an evil adult. Do you see? Do you see the message? There's so many other hidden things in Peter Pan that are provable as to what it really is. You know, the demonic influence. In fact, if you just study the god Pan and you'll figure it out. That's where the modern idea of horns coming out of the head of Satan, that comes from the god Pan. Well, if you notice Peter Pan's pointed ears, you'll see exactly what that was what it mimicked. That's Peter Pan. Among other things that I won't go into, but it's pretty obvious it should be anyway. Exodus chapter 22 and verse number 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Revelation 9:21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposeth and exalteth himself.
You know, God's people need to swear off completely. They need to repent of completely in that sense, is what I mean by that. All the pop culture and Hollywood movies, especially Disney, no Christian should support Disney. There is nothing. There is no way to condone the support of Disney for entertainment for your children, for your family. I mean, it's... Their cartoons are full of witchcraft, they're full of fornication, they're full of rebellion. See, a lot of people say, they'll watch something and say, well, there was no nudity in it, there was no cussing. Yeah, but does it teach pop culture? Does it teach that it's okay to rebel against parents? Does it teach rebellion? Does it teach boyfriend-girlfriend relationships? Does it teach kissing when you're not married? Does it teach all of those things? If it does, then we don't want that before our children and in our families, because then we're compromising.
Above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Even him, now listen, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power. Now we're going to talk about superheroes. Not today, but we're going to talk about superheroes to finish this series out. But listen to this. Whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power. What is the biggest deal today to show in movies? I mean, Marvel comic movies, you got Iron Man, you got Thor, I'm going to cover that on Sunday, some of those things. You got all these things, right? They're the biggest pictures, right? Why? Because they have powers. 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 What is the Antichrist going to have? Power. 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 What are they gearing you up for and conditioning for? Oh, that's power. Yeah, that's power. Right. That's no big, that's just powers. Yeah, we know what those are. With all power and signs and lying wonders. What does the magic kingdom teach you? Teaches you about powers. Teaches you about signs. Teaches you about lying wonders. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let me ask you, the magic kingdom or the kingdom of God? Really is pretty easy, isn't it? Isn't it really pretty easy? Oh, I don't know what somebody will think. I'm more concerned at what God thinks about me enjoying the magic kingdom and not His kingdom. Why do I want to live in the magic kingdom and not in the kingdom of God? Why do I want to be taken up? The magic kingdom is Satan's kingdom. Do you understand that? That is Satan's kingdom. Disney has taught satanic principles throughout all of their movies. They have taught witchcraft. They have packaged it up in little old ladies that come in flying on umbrellas, singing nice little songs to you. They have taught witchcraft through flying magic carpets, through djinns or devils that come and teach you magic and teach you that.
See, I think this stuff makes children, they romanticize magic the way that Disney does, and they tie in romance, they tie in, you know, all those things with it. And what it does is it actually, it romances evil and witchcraft. The truth is, there's nothing romantic about, you know, witchcraft, anything else. The truth about it is that, like Aleister Crowley, when he died, he said, "I am perplexed." That's how he died. He died in confusion. He died in and went to hell for all of eternity. Men like that, men that reject God's word, look at Saul, who rejected the word of the Lord and how he ended up. So it's the message that Disney gives is, oh, witchcraft is laughing and funny and games and you know, homosexuality and all those other things, the LGBTQ community and working with all those people and, you know, all those things. What they're doing is teaching you a false reality. So the magic, what it does is it attracts kids. I know when I was a kid, I thought it was all cool. I always liked to watch those movies with, like, magic in them and stuff like that because I thought it was cool. You know, I thought, wow, this stuff's pretty neat. I used to practice the sword and the stone. I used to take a tub of country crock butter and a butter knife and stab it through the middle of the country crock butter. It's not really butter. It's margarine spread. But I would stab it through there. And then I would pull it out and practice the sword and the stone. I mean, that's just what I did because it was all a game to me. You know, all the magic stuff, when I watched Bewitched and all that other stuff and I Dream a Genie, and of course every guy liked watching I Dream a Genie because she was attractive and she was in a bikini. So, I mean, what kid wouldn't watch that what boy wouldn't watch that? It was a genie in a bikini. I mean, who wouldn't watch that? You know, when you're a young lost kid and you got the ability to do that, you know, so that's life, man. That's how it works. You know, Mike remembers the country crock tubs. They were huge, man. They are unbelievably huge, man. That was the way it was. Unbelievably huge. But anyway, but I remember doing that. I remember being that way. You know what I mean? I remember being that way. And, you know, fascinated kind of by, like, magic and everything else like that. So I think that it's a draw for kids and people, and they're using stuff like that. Right? They're using stuff like that to attract people, to attract kids. And then they get into darker stuff as the years go by.
The right way to do things and answer your every wish, I'll give you what you want. They've taught it to you in a song, A Whole New World. Oh, just follow me. Follow the devil's satanic principles. It's a whole new world when you do. You'll have a whole new point of view. How about this point of view? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Now, what I marvel at, and I shouldn't, because the Bible says I really shouldn't, but what surprises me the most is there'll be actually Christians that will try to defend this. They will try to find a way to defend all of those cartoons and all that, all that magic and all that witchcraft. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The magic kingdom or the kingdom of God? You know, you can't flirt around with both. You've got to decide. You and I have to decide that we're going to follow God, and the magic kingdom is not following God. If you go to Disney World and you see all those things, it's all about magic. Everything there is about the magic, the magic, the magic kingdom. I mean, again, I'm not going to get into subliminal messages. We're almost done, actually, right now. But I'm not going to get into subliminal messages. I'm not going to get into any of those things. I'm not even going to get into the fact that there's pretty solid proof that he was a 33rd degree Mason. That the way he built things and the number system that he used in the magic kingdom was not by accident. It was on purpose. But whether Walt Disney was just a tool of Satan and had no idea that he was spreading satanic principles, does it really matter? Does it really matter if he knew it or not? It doesn't. Why? Because in the magic kingdom, there are no absolutes. But in the kingdom of God, there are absolutes. Look through it. Look through the magic kingdom as we went through them. We've talked about all these things. What is there? No absolutes. Oh, there are no rules. You've got to break out of the rules. Aladdin was a thief.
A lot of things are sold to people through fantasy. And that's what Disney does. But the problem is their fantasies are what God calls witchcraft. Do you understand that? I've heard people talk about C.S. Lewis and... maybe we'll pick a day to pick on C.S. Lewis, Narnia, Disney. But the problem is when Disney takes all those things that God calls witchcraft, that is historical witchcraft, and practices them and promotes them and teaches them and then gets you to laugh at them, well, then you're following witchcraft. Does that make sense? That's what you're doing. You're following witchcraft. You can call it fantasy or whatever you want to, but if the Bible calls it witchcraft and witches practice those things, then it's witchcraft. That's what it is.
He had to break out of the rules. He just had to steal. He was a nice guy. He was a nice kid and he had to steal. He just had to steal and be a thief to make it. And he had to hang out with devils in order to help him. He had to hang out with a genie that was a devil in order to make his life better. He had to do that. Right. It started out in a simple cartoon. Just a simple cartoon of animation, of magic, a little bit of magic. And now you've got things morphing on screen. You've got Twilight. You've got all of those things that it's legends. All started out so little and so small. But it was flooded with witchcraft from the beginning even.
Anyway, so if you want to watch the entire video, which you watched most of it today, I fast-forwarded some of it, but a lot of it you watched today. If you want to watch the whole video, it's right here, Disney Magic Kingdom or The Kingdom of God, the movie that we put together. So you can watch that. It's there. If you have any questions about it, if you want a copy of it, we can find a way to get you a copy of it. That's certainly fine, too, if in that case. But anyway, who's on here today? We got about 5 minutes left or so before we're done. Dan Robinson says he's sending this to his wife. Hope she'll listen. Okay, good. I hope she does too. Hope it'll help her. And, you know, the answer is that God's people, born-again Christians, ought to shun and remove Disney from their homes. And not support Disney, not support all those things. You know, God's people should stay away from all of that. It's wicked. It's satanic. It teaches another gospel. It teaches witchcraft and everything else.
So, you know, that's important, you know, for that. So, yeah, Dan said that he's sending it to his wife. He said, I met an adult years ago that was heavily indoctrinated with Disney. She had foster parents. She was about 35. I remember the CD I told me she listens to Disney music a lot. Well, that's too bad. Yeah, Kayla said she remembers going to interview with a vampire. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Yep, Dan Rush, good to see you on here. Hope you're doing well. That's right, Disney has destroyed girls and women. That's absolutely true as well. So anybody else? Oh, you're saying you're on here, yeah. Yeah, anybody else want to say hi that hasn't said hi yet that's on there? That's on today here. By any means, if you want to say hi before you take off here, go ahead and do that. And let us know maybe how long you've been listening and everything else like that as well, if you haven't. Oh, yeah, I've seen people have tons of Disney stuff, tons of, you know, memorabilia and all that kind of stuff. You know, years ago, when I first started preaching on Hollywood and Disney and things like that back in 2013, I had people send me videos and pictures of them destroying their movies and, you know, burning them or breaking them and throwing them in the trash. Or all those things. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so, but, that was a blessing. For sure. So let's see who else is on here. Sarah R. says hello. Cindy Moretti, Lisa Fossey. Let's see, Teresa Darrell's wife. Stephen L. Rebecca Crane, hope you're doing well. I think you've been on here before, but I'm not sure. Maybe not, but it's good to have you on here. Doug O'Keefe, they also corrupt people's views of mankind's relationships with nature and animals. That's true. Stephanie Fulkerson says hello from Ohio, listening for about a year. Joe McDonald, good to have him on here. Yep, they are into that weird stuff, Dan. That's true. That's okay, though, Stephen. When people say that you're crazy, you just ask them to prove it. Tell me what I said that wasn't biblical. Listen, here's what you need to tell people. If fantasy is witchcraft, if your fantasy, what you watch, is witchcraft, then you are observing witchcraft. You are entertaining yourself off witchcraft. You don't get to redefine it just because Hollywood calls this fantasy. Just because somebody puts it under a genre of fantasy. If God calls Beauty and the Beast bestiality, you don't get to call it fantasy. God said it was bestiality. You see how that works? That's how you explain that to people. You can call it fantasy if you want to, but God calls it bestiality. You can call it fantasy if you want to, but God calls it witchcraft. And that's how you deal with that. You don't get to redefine the terms. You don't get to redefine the terms just because they call it something else. So that's the problem.
You know, people are trying to redefine the terms. And you can't do that. You know, you don't get to do that. God says if he calls something witchcraft, then that's what it is. Plain and simple, that's what it is. That's right. Abominations are normal now. We are the strange ones. But we need to be the ones that that stands firm in the faith, that separates from evil, but that also grows our lives devotionally towards the Lord, that we follow the Lord, and that we live for Him and serve Him. All right, everybody. I'm about ready to get off here. So my voice has about had it for the day. My throat has anyway, and I'm about ready to get off, go get some praying and a little bit of exercise in here, just a little bit of moderate walking and exercise here for the day, or for the afternoon, towards evening here. But I hope you're doing well, and we will be back on Wednesday, Lord willing. Just pray my voice holds out and all that good stuff, but I'm assuming it will. That'll be great, but we'll be back on Wednesday here at 2 p.m. Central Time to 4 p.m., and you know, share this video with as many people as you can. Help them to understand what God says about these things, and that God's children ought not to be partaking in things that are wicked or that God hates. So hopefully it helps, and it's a blessing to you all out there and to some others that listen to it. Anyway, have a good night, everyone.